pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it didn't feel like as much as maybe, like I saw the scorecard when I was just signing it. I saw it on the tape delay. I saw the broadcast and I was like, huh, it didn't feel like that. It was just, I had a lot of controllable situations, par threes or shots from the fairway where, you know, I was just really close. And then from where I was really close, I ended up leaving the ball, you know, in a spot where even though it was inside 10 feet, you had to play 3 feet a break and they're just hard putts. And, you know, I hit some lips on those, missed some high, low in between. And so it was just felt like it was close to really good. Yesterday was the day where I could have gone really low. It didn't feel like a roller coaster. It's nice to have the firepower, you know, the amount of birdies today on a day like today. You know, the game's feeling better and better. I feel like I'm hitting my positions on, you know, call it half or 75% of the swings when I've, you know, I was searching for one or two in a round even, you know, as recent as, you know, a month or two ago. So it's trending the right direction. I'm able to be a little more outward focused instead of just trying to make swings. Mm-hmm. And that's making a difference. And a course like this, you know, no matter what happens tomorrow, you know, I know, you know, if I'm able to play consistent golf on a course like this, then I'm heading the right direction and I just need to stay the course. And it's going to take a little time. I mean, I'm not only coming off of a surgery, but I'm coming off of, you know, a poorer year for me last year. So I'm trying to, you know, obviously get healthy, but also get things moving to the right direction. And it's really fun when they are, because then I enjoy going to work, and that's what's happening right now. And today I felt like I was in the mix on the weekend in a pretty much, you know, a major championship, a top 5-8 tournament that we play in the world. So that was fun. Hopefully make a few early tomorrow. And, you know, it's just going to be, you know, the bummer for me is Scotty's at, 7 or 8. And he just, you know, you can't count on him shooting even tomorrow. So it would take something special. But all in all, just trying to shoot a few under each day out here.
What's your confidence level?
Maybe 7 out of 10. And that number's just continued to go up. I wouldn't say it's been any higher at any point this year yet.
Been 7.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a cut, and I know how to get it to a 10, and it's just more work. It's more of what I'm doing. It's just things move slowly.
You mentioned Scotty. What impresses you most about him? And do you remember when you were in that zone? I mean, it just
yeah. I mean, I can't even. I'm not going to sit here and say that I've ever, you know, had the kind of ball striking or consistency that he's had. But certainly all of us have had, you know, weeks or months or half a year or whatever where we feel that kind of control. But what impresses me the most is his club face control is elite. I mean, it's maybe the best there's ever been as far as club face control. So his consistency is ridiculous. And then that just leads to his distance control being phenomenal. So, you know, there's a shot in and the worst he's going to do is 15 feet, you know, and, you know, most guys are going to hit a good shot there. But for him, that was like the worst shot I could. He's probably like, all right, yeah, I played that safe and cast a putt out and go to tomorrow. So it's elite consistency and it's because of his tempo and club face control, you know, yields these kind of results.
And I know you didn't finish the way you wanted, but it looked like you had a lot of fun, like coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to react less, trying to understand that, you know, in a place like this, that you're going to hit good shots that just end up a yard off and they're just dead. And then you're going to hit some that feed right into the hole. Today I want a couple back where I wanted to hit them close. I just wanted to miss them in the other place where I just wasn't quite tight enough on missing in the correct location, which is, I am in a place where I could do that. I just got a little bit maybe too, you know, looking at the pin or whatever it may be. And, driving it well enough to give myself enough chances tomorrow to play safe where I need to and take advantage where I can. So, that's the important thing out here. You got to be in the fairway first off. Otherwise you got no chance.
What's the biggest challenge out there today? Course wise, wind?
Yeah.
Mud?
Yeah. Honestly, the mud, you know, it's almost you're going to play so safe that the mud doesn't frustrate you as much. Yeah, I mean, then, you know, just because par is even a better score than, you know, when there's no wind, so you can kind of get over the mud. And it wasn't, I thought there was worse the first 2 days somehow. I thought today was going to be a disaster with it. And it was, at least for us, maybe earlier today it was worse, but I thought it was decently manageable, and it's got a chance to maybe only have a few holes tomorrow. But it was the wind.
How much did the course change from the beginning of your round to the end of the round?
Not a ton. The very end of the round here, as you can see, the flags aren't moving. So the wind, it died down, but it also shifted a little bit to the north from northwest, which makes 16, 17 play, you know, almost straight off the left. And me and Tom, we both came up short on both holes because it happened out of nowhere and you can't go over the green. So that's the thing out here is it's like you can't trust it because, you know, if it's doing what it's doing all day, you're dead meat over on both those holes. And we ended up just short and... but you know, it died down, which made the last four or five holes, you know, definitely a little more managed. But those holes were downwind, anyways.
Thanks,
guys.
Jordan, thanks.